T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh's premier jazz club, the Crawford Grill, attracted legendary musicians and helped to establish Pittsburgh as a nationally known jazz hotspot. Owner Gus Greeley, a powerful figure in Pittsburgh's African-American community, dominated the entertainment scene in Pittsburgh's Hill District. Greenlee, owner of the Pittsburgh Crawfords Negro League baseball team, was known as the King of the Hill when he opened the Crawford Grill in 1931 on the corner of Wiley Avenue and Crawford Street. The block-long grill featured 3 floors of entertainment, including a revolving stage with a glass-topped bar, and Club Crawford, a VIP area where some of America's most famous musicians mingled and performed. Music lovers flocked to the Crawford Grill to hear performances by jazz greats Billy Eckstein, George Benson, and Mary Lou Williams. By the 1940s, the grill opened additional locations in the Hill District and Pittsburgh's North Side. Although the original Crawford Grill closed in 1952 when Greeley died, the music and memories of Pittsburgh's jazz tradition live on.